Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, Blog Talkers. Thank you for tuning in. Today's show, Society and Women. However we want to combine that, don't judge me. Anyway, it's your host, Alex Strong.
Your co-host, G1.
Yeah, we're here today and talk about that good stuff.
Talk about some hoes.
Why I gotta be all that? Anyway, so, today, society. Go ahead, man. What do you think?
I want to tell everybody that's out there listening, I am not speaking about I'm not speaking about all the women in the world. I'm just talking about the majority of the little ones we see on TV and the ones on Facebook and Instagram and all that shit that give y'all women a bad name to the point where people don't respect y'all because y'all don't respect yourself.
I don't know. Anyway, at any time, the number to call in is 323-927-2935. I repeat, 323-927-2935. And I know there's a couple of people who've been listening to it live. Don't be afraid to call in because you talked to me after the show telling me, yeah, I should have called in. But call in anyway, especially about this topic. Everybody should talk about this topic. No question is a dumb question. Oh, well,
I'm letting you know of your question.
Well, it doesn't matter what he's going to say about that. Today's topic should be fun. But it's my fault for cutting you off, sir. Go ahead.
That's cool. Okay, so my thing with you women, y'all are always looked upon as being, you know, now this is for the majority. I will see it's still majority. As, you know, women that people don't respect because y'all don't respect yourselves. Now, here's the reason why. Because y'all got this reality TV shows where y'all dumbass broads would just go there to fight, start altercations, sleep with other women, other women's men, you know, and so on and so forth. So it's like, how can I respect y'all if y'all don't respect yourselves? Y'all, look what y'all doing. Every time I go on Instagram and Facebook, you see a girl twerking and some draws or twerking her ass in the camera. And
but what's wrong with twerking, though?
Listen. If you're not a stripper, you shouldn't be twerking. But it's the way they twist. Come on, man. Would you watch your mom twerk on Instagram?
You can't use mom's.
Why you can't use your mom?
Everybody look at their mom.
No, you can't look. You know, some of these bitches that's twerking are mothers.
They're our age.
No, they're mothers. You got some old-ass people out there twerking, too.
I haven't seen any old-ass people twerking.
And don't get me wrong, lady. I love y'all twerking. I love y'all twerking.
So why comment about
But you can't get mad that I don't respect y'all.
How can you not?
You know what I'm saying? Yo, I don't have to respect a woman and enjoy what she do. You know what I'm saying? I can look at you, but don't expect me to respect you like a woman because look what you're doing. You showing the world your ass and you shaking it in some drawers.
Okay, so
and then you wonder why you can't get a good man?
Wait. First of all, if she's twerking it, which is a so-called dance, she's just dancing. Second of all, she's in her underwear. Okay, so does that make her wrong to wear a two-piece at a pool or a beach?
That is different.
No, how?
Because
I said twerking and drawing.
Yeah, but that. But when you're in a two-piece on a beach or a pool, you're there to fucking swim. You're not there to twerk.
No, some women just go there to look good, so people can look at their body.
So you can look at their body, but you're not degrading yourself by getting all the. It's like you're seeking attention. You're seeking attention. You're seeking the wrong attention, and then when you can't get a man to respect you. You wonder why.
I don't know, though. That doesn't make any sense. That's like going to a beach party. Perfect. Everything that you're talking about, dancing, because bikini bottoms are pretty much underwear, thongs, or whatever the hell you want to call it. And then a man shouldn't respect them because they're at a beach party dancing.
It's the way you dance, yo.
That's just
if you out in public and you dancing like you should be fucking. Dude, like, come on, man.
We do that with slow jam.
Come on, man.
Try to fuck the shit out of her on the dance floor.
Nah. It's a difference of how a woman should carry herself. It's a difference of how a woman, like the raps, you want a lady in the street but a freak in a bed? that's how it should be if you want that respect. If you want men to respect you as a woman, don't do whole shit.
I really don't think that's
whole don't shit. Don't do whole shit. Don't do ratchet shit. Don't do shit that niggas look at you like, his women are dumb.
Okay, so.
Let's take that show back. My bad. Bad Girls Club. What's that show about?
You know, I haven't watched it since the very first episode.
But when you
very first season.
When you watch the first season, what's that show about?
I guess girls supposedly supposed to be bad having fun in L.A. or whatever it was.
Whatever the state may be, you get a whole bunch of ratchet bitches, you put them in one house. The point of the show is these bitches aren't going to get along. We want to see drama. We want to see these bitches start fights, don't like each other for some dumb reason, sleep with different guys, and that's that. That's what women are portrayed in that show. And they like it. And you wonder why you can't get a man to respect you.
Yeah, that doesn't. Okay, so is it wrong for dudes then to go on Instagram, Facebook, they work out?
We're not on about dudes.
But
we can hit guys at another talk show.
No, this is valid. This is in the women's defense, for real, because all right, if you say it like that, then the dudes who work out or ones who got a whole bunch of tattoos, they want to take their shirt off and they want to put it on the posters. Is that wrong for them to be doing that?
But it's a different. If the guy was on Instagram or Facebook shaking his dick on the camera, then
yeah,
there'd be something wrong.
You can't do that.
I mean, not shaking his dick, but if he had, like, on a bikini bottom and he's shaking his shit like a stripper,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's in the same boat as these bitches that's working.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? If a girl's working out, and she works out,
okay.
And there's a progress being made, and she shows the world, this is my progress. You know what I'm saying? This is how I look. You can do that. You can do that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, okay, she's working out, she's showing, and that probably motivate other people to work out and to look like her, just like guys. You know what I'm saying? You see a guy on there, six-pack, muscles bulging, and all that shit. The muscles, not his dick, but you see his muscles popping out or whatever. You're gonna get that motivation. Like, damn, son, you know what I'm saying? No homo, but yo, I want my body to look like that. So that's gonna give you the motivation to, you know, do that. But if a girl's twerking her ass in underwear, what is she motivating?
I guess. Oh, girl might want to say, hey, I want to learn how to dance.
No, that's stupid, David. We're talking about today's society, ain't it?
Okay, all right, fine. I ain't even going to touch on that no more. All right, fine. Now, what's society's stigma about women sleeping with the same amount of men or who just says that they shouldn't do that?
A woman can do whatever she wants. It's all about the respect that they're you know, calling for or that they want. You got to carry yourself as a woman that wants that. So if you want to go around and sleep with a whole bunch of men, you know, I'm not going to look at you as like you're a hoe because niggas do it too.
My man, that's what I'm talking about. Okay.
Guys do it too. I'm not going to look at you like you're a hoe, but you're not going to get the respect from me as a woman that carry yourself like, you know, like that woman that's not out there.
But
just like a nigga, just like a dude. You know what I'm saying? You go around claiming, oh, yo, son, yo, I fucked this girl, Okay, that's cool, my nigga, but what do you want? If you're looking for respect, you're not getting that from me because what are you trying to prove? Anybody can sleep with a whole bunch of people.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Anybody can get like 100 girls in 1 month. But when your ass catch something, then what?
Okay, so, but the fact that, all right, you say you won't look at them as a hoe or whatever because dudes do it the same thing.
Yeah.
But you're not going to give them the same respect?
I'm not going to give
them. But you won't even know that they sleep with a lot of men unless they tell you. Because do not think for the slightest that these women that are like dime pieces have not had their fair share of.
That's why I don't fuck with diabetes.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't you not just say on our last show, what was it that you looked for?
Okay. Okay, I stand corrected. It's not that I don't fuck with dime pieces. But I'm not going to get committed to them. I'm not going to take them to the point where I consider themselves wifey. Because you can't have an attractive person, because attractive people want attention.
Not all, though.
Come on, man.
Look, y'all.
Come on, man.
Chime in anytime, 323-927-2936, 323-927-2935. I'm sorry, I said 36.
Oh,
now I had y'all calling the whole wrong number. So 2935 is the last four. So, now, go ahead with what you was about to say. Because you sound like you're about to say something real crazy out your mouth. You dime pieces. You said that they always want
to like, don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? I love women. You can't live the world without them.
Can't kill them either.
You can't kill. You can't live the world without them. Mm. But there are certain women out there that, like I said, give women a bad name.
Okay.
We got Kim Kardashian.
How does she give a woman a bad name?
Okay, first of all, she got famous off a porno flip.
Okay.
All right. And
shout out to Ray J. Good damn thing.
Why would you shout out Ray? Okay. So there's Kim K. You know what I'm saying? She comes up. She gets famous off a porno flick. I don't know how, but then she's, like, more famous than Ray J right now. But then, like, 100 people each month. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how can we respect? How could an average chick look at this woman and benefit off of Kim Kardashian? How could you benefit off her? What has she done to be like, you know what, that's a strong woman, she's doing her thing, da-da-da. From what?
I just know Kim Kardashian fine as shit.
She's fine as shit. And look, she's a dime, and then look.
But not all dimes. Okay. Who, matter of fact, I can't even think of it, but they're not all like that, dude.
They what?
They're not all like that. They all dime pieces. They just, you cannot curse them because they were blessed to look good.
Okay, but you can curse them on how their actions or how they use their looks, though.
So you mean to tell, okay, that's fine, but you're saying, so when you run into a dime piece, you already got a pre...
Yes.
That's fucked up.
It's not fucked up.
That is
I'm being cautious. Prove me wrong.
Not driving too fast, right?
I'm staying in my lane, and I make sure I try slow enough to read the signs. Nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
I'm reading the signs right now. So I won't fuck around and take that wrong turn, and if I do, I crash and burn, and I should have thought to myself, God damn, if I would have drove slow enough, then yeah.
So that just makes it sound like you would take it. You would prefer an ugly chick. Over.
I'm not saying I prefer an ugly chick. I prefer a chick. I'll say like an 8. 7, 8. 9 and 10s. I mean, I could take 9 and 10s, but they're not wifey material to me. They're not. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. Wow. You know what? And I have a feeling you are not the only guy that thinks like that.
Of course I'm not the only guy that thinks like that.
Society is messed up.
But you know what I'm saying? That's how it is.
Wow.
That's how it is. Just like if you meet a girl at a club, first of all, if you meet a girl at the club, that's just the wrong spot to meet a chick anyway.
How so?
Look where you meet her at.
Were we not just watching? What's old boy name? Hot Damn I Rock. Shout out to him, too, because I'm about to use him in this. When he was saying how they say not to meet a girl in the club, or just like how you said, but that same girl, she could just be out with her girlfriends, or you know, she could still be church-bound.
Nigga,
she
church-bound. Okay. Wherever you meet your chick, disrespect where you met her at. Disrespect that actions of where you met her at.
Really?
Especially how she dressed, especially how she carried herself.
Okay, I can understand the way that she carries herself. And maybe the way she dressed, but where you meet her really shouldn't have any, but unless it's like a fucking AA meeting.
Or they're not meeting a chick at an AA meeting either.
But that's what I'm saying. But where you meet somebody, club, library, that's like saying, all right, if you meet her in a library, she's automatically smart. The bitch could be dumb as shit. She probably just in the library looking for a smart dude, and she can't even read. That's why she got them little magazines that she's doing pictures.
I understand that. But we're talking about society today and how they look back upon women. Of course, there's guys, there's people that think differently from that. But it's what society puts on us. Would you walk around with a pink sag?
You're talking to...
Would you walk around in bright neon pink leather pants sagging?
No.
Why?
Because, first of all, I wouldn't buy that.
Why?
It doesn't look good to me.
Why?
It doesn't look good to me.
Okay, why? Why though?
Because it doesn't look good
to me. Why wouldn't you wear that, David?
I just said it, because it does not look good to me.
Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, he don't want to say that because society will think he looks gay in him.
Hey, well, fuck, what society?
David, you bullshitting.
Dude.
Don't say that, son.
Dude, I wear whatever I feel like wearing, dude.
Everybody.
I feel like whatever, and you said it's not even that.
Everybody in the world are affected about what society thinks about them. Point blank, fucking period. Nobody has that, oh, I'm going on. No. You would have dressed the way you do. You would have acted the way you do. You would have said the shit you say if society didn't impact if your view about society, how they look at you, you know what I mean? They would judge you about it.
How many times have y'all been talking about how the way that I dressed? And I didn't give a damn. I wore what I felt
like. Okay, David, but you won't wear that skin tight.
That wasn't tight, though.
Yo, son, that shit was
tight.
I will call our friends up from a while back and tell them to describe that outfit you was wearing, son. And I bet you they said that shit was skin tight. Niggas thought it was a leotard, son.
It was not skin tight. And not like, even if, okay, let's say it was skin tight. Did I care? I still wore it again.
Nigga, but still, but look at you now. You're not wearing shit like that, are you?
Yes, I am.
No, you not wearing shit like that out in public.
Dude, we had a conversation. Oh, you said to me, you said, yo, D, if you ever wore that shit out with me when we go out, yo, I won't walk near you, yo. Did you not tell me that?
Son.
did you say that?
We're not on.
Okay.
Anybody that wants to call in, please call in. Phone number 323-927-2935. We're not even going to get on David and society. We're going to get on society and how women are viewed in society.
I will agree with you when it comes. There's something about on the dime piece aspect. These Hollywood actresses, I believe that they need to go in and date a regular man. Because it doesn't make sense to me how you got all these women who are fine as hell, but they can't stay in a committed relationship. Let me tell you something. Let me run into a fine-ass actress. What? She? You fucking crazy. That's my what? That's my meal ticket. I've been looking for a sugar mama, too, anyway. But still, I'm not going to cheat. Shit, she got all that goddamn money? Well, that does kind of sound like a gold digger, doesn't it?
Nigga, you just describe a gold digger.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't give me, there's women out there that deserve the respect. There's women out there that's trying to, that's doing the damn thing, being classy, you know what I'm saying, not doing that, and still be sexy at it. Like, I find a woman that has a job, go to school, raising kids, I find that sexy. I find that, you know, that's a go-getter. That's somebody you want to invest your whole life with.
What is she a dime piece?
Like, if she's a dime piece, it's like I said, it's all about how you carry yourself too, son.
But you just said you were not going to fuck with
her. No, but I will still have my, hold up, wait a minute. Hold on, wait a minute. There's still going to be stay cautious of it, but it's the way she carries herself. If she's not on fucking Instagram showing her body to the world, twerking and all that shit, then, you know, hell no. You know, you're just going to be used for what you're promoting yourself to be.
Let's say you had a woman that you just described, but she's a model for it. You wouldn't?
I stay cautious for models, too.
But she's a down, genuine...
Hey, I'm sorry, but society is... You got to be cautious with women like that. Models, video hoes. I'm sorry, video vixens. Video hoes. Okay, and what else? What else? Anything that deals with a woman and have to use her assets to make her money? I have to stay cautious. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it is. The only women that I can give proud respect to doing that shit is strippers.
That is the most asinine shit out of your mouth.
No, because strippers know what's up. Strippers, like, I'm a stripper. I know I'm a stripper. I'm fucking promoting that I'm a stripper, and that's that. You're not going to be no plain Jane chick that wants to twerk on videos, and when people call a hoe, she gets in her feelings because she's being called a hoe.
But you know, strippers usually, there's the rare cases that they just do it just to do it, but some of them are paying themselves to school. Actually, not some of them. Quite a bit of them.
I don't give a fuck. Find a decent job.
But, I mean...
Don't get me wrong. Stripping gives you a lot of money, but come on, yo. Come on. Find a different job.
I mean, wow. You know, in the spot, okay, you say, you know, a woman that could go through all these dudes, you won't look at her as a hoe, blah, blah, blah. But every job that a woman does a male counterpart to it, too.
What are you saying, Dave?
I'm saying, I mean, I don't...
You don't know what he's saying, dude.
I do know what
I'm saying. Don't get, like, so you mean to tell me, these chicks that you see out, the twerkers, the bad girl club, the desperate housewives, the basketball wives of America or whatever, and the bachelorettes, the bachelors, and the fucking, the chicks that sleep with Flavor Flav. You mean to tell me that you give these chicks the same profound respect that you do a woman that carry herself the opposite way?
Do you know why they're doing that?
Nigga, I didn't ask you that question. I asked you, would you give these women the same respect that you give the women that act the total opposite?
See, what you're doing is asking a question off of what TV is pertaining
that's
to
society.
Me.
That's
but
society.
I'm judging what I do when I talk to that person.
Society, David,
but
that's the topic of the show.
I understand that, why do you think you and I have always had different opinions? Even today, right now, we have different opinions. I'm taking the women's side on the society aspect, and it's like, I don't judge them based off society. I've never judged anybody off of what society says. That's why we have different views on the same topic. So, no, I'll still look at them the same exact ways if I knew them. If I know them, I could put a judge to them. Other than that, I'm no better than society.
That's just the way it is, man.
See? See, I don't work like that. That's not how I function. But, oh, no, God, that's just funny to be with. Oh, man.
All I'm saying is, women, don't expect to find respect from a dude.
Regular Joe. Dudes who think like my man T1.
Don't expect to get respect from guys when you're out on Facebook and Instagram shaking your ass in your underwear, when you're twerking on a national TV, when you're in a house with chicks and you carry yourself like you want to be a quote-unquote bad bitch and start fights and whatever, whatever. Don't expect to get respect from a dude, you know what I'm saying, that you are aiming for. Right now, that's just being an attention whore. Because that's what they're doing. They're being attention whores right now. But they want to attract all the attention for what? When you get 1,000, if you get that 1,000,000 likes, then what?
Okay. You move on from there.
To what?
The hell if I know. I don't know what they're going
for. When you on Bad Girls Club and you're considered the bad bitch of the group, then what?
Just to get promoted.
You have no. It's like you have no talent.
You got the talent of being the baddest bitch.
So what? What is that going to get you?
More money.
What the fuck?
Look at the topic that you discussed. You're talking about society and the Bad Girls Club. Whoever is getting up, they get their own show. They get their spin-off.
And that's what's wrong with society, because they promote this type of shit, and sadly they have so many people following that they think is cool. And then this goes to the point where our kids are being raised in this shit, and our kids will act like that, and then the parents want to look at the kids like, where did I go wrong?
No, that's because we got some punk ass parents.
No, it's that, but son, you can't. You're not around your kid 24/7.
All right, look how we turned out. They weren't around us all.
Okay,
time.
But the world, but we didn't have Facebook twerkers. We didn't have.
We had AOL twerkers.
We didn't. No, we did not. We didn't have none of that, son.
You don't remember those videos you used to jump at 56?
Son, we did not have video. We didn't have internet. Like the internet was not like this when we were younger. You know what I'm saying? TV was not like this when we were younger. There was no Bad Girl Club. There were no reality TV shows to begin with.
Actually, there were some.
Like what?
but I know there was a couple.
There was no.
We were restricted also what we could
but
watch.
The only show, a reality TV show I can think about is what? Real World?
And Road Rules. Real World, Road Rules. There was a bunch on MTV.
But those are more competition-like type shit.
But you just did no reality shows.
I'm just saying, but it won't. The stuff on those reality shows.
They're bullshit because they fucking fought all the goddamn time.
Okay, two shows compared to the whole cable network because MTV don't even show videos no more.
Yeah,
VH1 don't even show videos no more.
See, MTV did stand for music television.
And now all it is freaking reality TV show, sweet, I'm 16 and pregnant, and all this dumb shit is like the society and how they portray women is messed up.
You know, and I guess the reason why you had this view is because you actually watch all this bullshit. I don't even watch TV.
Okay, and of course I watch it because I'm into stuff like that.
Whoa!
See, now you're about to piss me off because you're mixing it up. I'm into TV. I don't watch shows like Basketball Wives, Desperate House. I don't watch shows like that because it's stupid. The shit that they're promoting on TV, people go through in real life for real, and it's like they're getting paid for being stupid, for starting fights, for being hoes, for, you know, being a bitch. I don't watch that shit. It gets on my nerves.
But why are you mad at them, though?
I'm mad at how society glorifies that shit. How society glorifies a woman twerking and it's, this show needs a part two to it. Because I know a lot of people out there are saying I'm a sexist and I'm an asshole, I'm a dog. I'm sorry, world, but that's just how society is and that's just how the world works. My views are different. David's views are different. But as society as a whole, that's how it is.
Well, yeah, you're right. This show doesn't need part two. However, on that part two aspect, just to let y'all know, we're also going to be having our YouTube shows and shows going on. That is going to be a slow start, but we're going to kind of have it on a frequency.
And anybody out there who's listening, because I got a couple of texts from some people that said they're listening right now. So anybody that thinks that we need a part two to this conversation, let us know, and then we'll make a part two to this. And then if y'all would like to call in and give y'all views, come on and do that, because I know a lot of you agree with me or disagree with me harshly. But, you know what I'm saying, I respect all opinions, okay?
Okay. But, yeah, so... Until next time, y'all, this is your host, Alex Charms.
And it's G1.
And thank y'all for listening, but it's time for us to be out. Peace.